Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If I were Fred Toucher today, I'd start thinking this world was out to get me. The screen is gone. The screen's not even there. Look, Zoe. His computer is missing. Right, turn your microphone on.
It's our show.
It's all right. They just had a very serious announcement, obviously, and, you know, we're all saying our goodbyes to John Wallach.
I know, but I seriously got to wipe all the tumor juice off of this computer.
For real. Gross.
What if it's catchy?
You don't want to catch that.
I think I found Fred's screen in here. I have a wall of them in front of me now.
They took one of Fred's away, and they just keep adding to Jim's room, which is great.
That was a hell of a 6 a.m. hour for them.
Wow. I listened to it. It was awesome. Get to 98.5thesportshub.com
today. That ain't no radio stunt.
And download that podcast when it posts. It's already up there, I believe. Check it out for yourself. That was no stunt.
That's real.
That's real fighting.
Like, man, I only had a limo for seats 10. Sorry.
Artie, you came in and went at Rich pretty hard.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
I didn't go at him hard.
You didn't have to.
I had two. Okay. Was I out of line in anything that I said?
No, I didn't say out of line. It was unexpected. It was unexpected. I didn't expect either of you guys to do that.
I was fascinated by that.
They're different.
Look,
You threw yourself right into the line of fire.
I couldn't wait. Are you kidding? I have so many questions still.
Yeah, you only had 10.
Why are you doing this? I only had 10.
Over and over again.
That's the killer
part. I only had 10 tickets.
Okay. All right. Let's advance this to our show.
Okay.
If any of you ever have, it can't be 10 because 10 would cover this show.
Right.
There's only 5 of us. We don't have the same staffing levels.
But we would never get to the significant other level without.
They got like 14 people working on that show.
We got 5.
10. So what would the number be? 8? 6? What is it? What's the number?
6 tops.
7 tickets?
No.
You got to adjust the number.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, let's say it. Let's say it's 8.
8 tickets.
8 tickets.
Let's say there was 8. There were 8 tickets for this show.
Right.
Now Tom says 4. 4 tickets. No significant others. 4 tickets.
No, but that's not the equivalent of what happened with their show yesterday.
10 tickets.
I'll preface this.
No, it's
I'll
not. How the hell does that make any sense?
I'll preface this with I get invited to a lot of things.
They said they have 7 people work on their show, right? Let's do the math.
Yeah.
And then they had 3 additional. So there's 5 plus 3 additional would be 8 tickets.
So it's really you're down to 6.
Show.
But you're really down to 6 if you don't include Fred.
That's math.
Wait a minute. So you're really down to 5 then if you're not including 2 of the people that work on the show.
I'm going to tell you what we would do.
Okay, well, let's pick one person specifically, okay?
Tom.
Let's say it's Beetle, okay?
Yes.
All right, of the Zolak and Bertrand show, because it was Rich of Touch and Rich.
With
Hardy. So Bertrand, you're doing an appearance tonight. Celtics game.
Yes.
Right? Ooh. Big thing. You have 8 pair of tickets to go to this thing.
Well, 8 tickets total. 4
pair. What are you doing with those tickets?
We're all going to the game.
Yeah. I can't go.
You can't go?
Just for the sake of argument. Okay. Thank you.
But
go.
You've extended the invitation to Hardy.
Yes.
Would you like to go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of
so
weird.
So now what do you do? Do you go to your brother and say, maybe do you want to go? Or maybe you ask your wife?
I can tell you what we used to do at Valgur Mass.
Your wife.
This situation came up many, many moons ago. I don't know if they still do such show outings.
Oh, even they're together.
But this is what we used to do. We used to get a group of tickets like that, and we would invite the regular guests in that, like Paul Perillo, who comes in once a week. Chris Gasper.
Oh.
Right? So in our case, it would be like
Craig Bedard.
We would all go. Bert Breer. We'd ask
Shaughnessy.
Bert Breer and Shaughnessy and
Phil Perry. Jaffe.
And they've got a bunch of those people too. They've got Ted Johnson, right? They could have done that.
But
that's the solution.
They do that with their Christmas party every year, the Touch and Rich Christmas party, where the regular guests are invited. So that's something that they do.
Okay.
You guys dropped the ball too.
How do we drop the ball?
We have a staff of television producers, too.
Well, whatever.
That's true. Well, they don't invite us to their Christmas party.
Right.
True.
I haven't got invited to be on any shows up there in a long time.
I haven't been invited to NBC Sports, period, for 2 weeks.
They put a morning drive. They don't even
I've been appearing on NBC Sports Boston since 2011.
Where's the opening drive?
So that's 8 years. I've never once been invited to the holiday party there. So, sorry. Kiss off.
Do you know that they stole the whole happy? We used to do happy hour on our show. Now all of a sudden they sold a Felger and Mass happy hour, the last hour of the show.
That's been going on for like years, like a year or more, at least. That's not new.
And we haven't done that in like 6 years. So
where have you been?
They always take our stuff.
And happy hour would make sense at 5 o'clock instead of like noontime. It's a better idea. Their idea is better, is what I would say. Their idea is better.
There goes Rich now, steps inviting Bird and somebody to something else. No.
Yeah, probably all going out for lunch together without Fred.
Yeah. Dan should be the one that's pissed.
Right? Where was Dan in all this? Yeah, where was your anger
the first
today?
Time, and then he wasn't
where
invited.
Was your anger?
He wasn't invited the first time, and then when Lockhart said he couldn't go, wasn't invited. He was passed over for Murray.
It's not like it's be real. Right?
So I get it. Rich says, hey, I'm going to take everybody else on the show out. Fred, you know.
Oh, just want to say
need
though,
to go, but yeah.
I just want to say though
that Lockhart does a lot of production for Rich.
If Zoe got tickets like that and then didn't invite him? If it were me, I'd be pissed. Yeah. Or vice versa. You'd be pissed at me.
And you'd have a right.
Yes.
You'd be pissed at me.
If I came in today and all of you people went out and had one hell of a time and I see it on social media, it's on today.
I can't believe you.
And you know how Fred, and this is where I disagree with Fred. Fred said that even if he wasn't getting invited,
he's
he still
crushed.
Wanted to know.
He's crushed.
I'd still be pissed even if I knew and wasn't invited. I'd be like, whoa, you're just telling me and not inviting me? I'd still be pissed.
But it was only 10.
I still think he'd have a right to be pissed. So I think he's soft playing that part.
Double digits.
Like, I'd still be mad at you. 10. If so, you were like, not oh, four. Hey, Beetle, no. Me, Hardy, Jim, and Tom are going to the game and if you're not. I'd be like,
eight.
What? We'll be like, yeah, but I'm letting you know. I'd be
if
like,
it's four.
I don't care that you're letting me know. I'm still mad at
if
you.
If it's four tickets, I mean, I totally get it. You take care of those guys that work their ass off, right? And don't get the front
door. Tom brings up a good point. Beetle's been with us this show the least. So Beetle's low on the seniority pole.
Seniority.
10. I only had 10. Why are you being so weird? I only had 10.
I can't believe you thought I was really going after Rich. I asked what I thought were two questions that were just out there that needed to be asked.
I thought if anybody was going to get in to throw themselves right into that, it would have been Zoe, not you.
He was afraid. He wanted to, but then he clamped up at the last second.
Afraid of what? I was waiting for them.
You're afraid of someone not liking you for 4 seconds.
Mm. Well, where?
True.
What are you talking about?
True. I mean, that does happen.
You don't want to be
with who?
On any one side in a group of people.
Oh, no, I'm on Team Fred on this one.
You'll take some, now you are, but in front of Fred and Rich, you're Sweden.
Oh, no, that's the 10 thing. The 10 thing's the killer. Kills Rich. Totally, it just takes it off the radar. Rich is cooked on that.
I wasn't really going after him. It was a joke.
Only had 10.
The best part about this whole scenario is that Zoe would want to be invited. But he would, he would want to be invited, but
I
he
said,
would say,
you know, usually I don't go to things.
No, but he would say, he
but
would
damn it, you better invite me.
No, but he would say, he would love the fact that, oh, there's not enough tickets, I'd love to go, but I can't.
Right.
He'd love the fact to, instead of blowing us off, to say that.
Not have it,
just
not
to be able
have
to say that, he'd love it.
You should ask them. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Take them.
Yeah. Right. But, he would want to play it off as, oh, there's not enough. Oh, you should ask Jim and Tom. I mean, it's not right that I would go ahead of that.
But I think the
he'd
most.
He'd want to play himself up.
When you're in here and you do this as long as we've done it and we've done it together, I think we like to operate as a team. That's all. There's no I in team.
I don't even know if it's that. I think it's
seems
just,
like there's a me.
I think it's just kind of it's what you think of first. And to Rich's credit,
are we the closest show on the station?
Oh God, yes.
Not even close.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, but
I would argue Felger and Maz are closer.
But I want to give credit where it's due.
No, than them than the morning show.
I don't know. I mean, everybody gets along.
Like Fred said, you're obviously not my friend. You know.
The weekend crew as a whole is on the is on a different level,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, no, the weekend crew, they all hang out.
No,
and,
they're
go to the Murray Mixers.
No, that's different. That's oh, they're strange.
They go to Kowloon together.
Those people are strange.
I'm convinced the entire weekend staff of this radio station lives on a compound.
It's like a cult, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right. Marshall Hook's house.
Yep. But they get on one of those white planes and they fly to Mexico. And
yeah,
back
they live like in his basement.
Place. Two yes. things.
They live in Hook's basement.
Number one, to
ride his bus.
To Rich's credit, I do believe this was not a slight at Fred as much as it was. I am first and foremost taking care of the people who ordinarily don't get afforded these opportunities.
But then there was that taunting tweet. There was.
The I don't. Yes.
That's why I thought it was a radio stunt.
So, yeah. The sorry, Fred, is there in the trash?
I understand. I understand why you thought that.
It came off the wrong way.
There was two tweets. There's two. Instagram posts.
That's
sorry.
Lost in translation. That's number one. And number two.
No, it's bad when you put it in print.
I didn't go after Rich. I went
Why
after,
are you so defensive about going after Rich? You clearly went after Rich pretty good.
No. When I go after, I went after Fred when he couldn't get out of his driveway.
Oh, that
that's
was bad.
Going after.
Well, that's embarrassing.
That's when please. You're doing me a disservice.
See, I know
if
what
you
he's
think
saying
that's
here.
Me going right. after someone.
I know what he's right. saying. There's, no, something, no, no. there's something endearing about Rich where Rich totally thinks he's in the right. Not endearing, but
he
Rich
did,
is like, what's, I can't believe you're doing this, dude. Like I had 10 and I dealt the 10. What's your problem?
He did do it. He did a very
like
nice
Rich
thing.
Really, just, Rich is anchoring down on that.
It's just
I can't believe how many file photos we have of the part-timers' parties.
These are like
how
many station events.
You have on
look,
file.
Look how strange they
unbelievable
are.
How Amazing. Often they get together. I'm jealous. They have such a great relationship, these part-timers, and how much Chinese food they eat.
Look at Flynn.
It's unbelievable.
Flynn's there. Looks like he got two bolts in his neck.
How many? We just went through six photos of the parties they have.
Uh-oh. Fred's back.
Hi, Fred.
Okay, I am talking to engineering and things. So what is the? I hear this discussion is still going on. What is the discussion?
I just said that I was surprised that Hardy went as hard at Rich this morning as he did. I wasn't expecting him to throw himself right into the fire.
Do you think I went after Rich?
And then he said, don't do him that disservice because... If I want to say when it Rich, that I should bring up the time that he went at you about not being able to get out of your driveway.
That's going after
That's
someone.
Going after someone.
Fair enough.
That was an embarrassing argument you had that day. That was your worst day.
That's fine.
We're not bringing that up.
No, that was your worst day. That was your worst day in the history of the station.
It's worse than when my cat was sick?
Yes.
Well, but no, the real question now is what's the worst one? I only had 10 tickets or the snow was what? 6 feet high?
Eight.
That's a poll.
But it was frozen.
All right. You guys
five-foot wall of ice.
You guys all say what you want on the air. You've all expressed to me privately your feelings on the matter. So
oh, no, no. We all support you here.
I'd be
We've
stunned.
All supported you.
How stunned were you when the post came out?
It was yesterday after the show where we found out that we didn't know about it, where we were like, what the hell? And then I thought the thing...
Wallach sounded uncomfortable.
So the plan was that we were going to go to Guy Fieri's restaurant, and I was going to buy the menu.
Yes.
I was going to take the show and buy the menu as a goof. So I thought that was a double backstab on me. And I thought it was deliberate.
And it was weird. Like, Wallach started tweeting
That's
out
what I said.
Stuff.
I said it was a taunting post.
And you know what? And Wallach, here's where Wallach knew it was wrong. And good luck to Wallach for everything he's dealing with. We're dealing with this now.
This is more important.
Yeah.
This is way more important.
Did you get the tuber juice off the microphone, by the way?
Wallach tweeted out pictures of the napkins from Guy Fieri's, but he knew, make sure I don't include who else is at this table. Because he knows I'm going to keep this private to the napkin thing. Like, I'm the only person here at Guy Fieri's.
I don't begrudge them, the subordinates.
Right.
I don't
the sport the lower ones.
I don't begrudge
right.
them anything.
Subordinates.
I didn't care. I wasn't
the subservients. Yes, I know.
The,
I agree.
The thing was that I was just not informed about it, which I thought was very strange, and I can't figure out why that would be the case.
As long as there's something else going on,
I didn't think there was. But I mean, yeah, I thought it was weird that I didn't know about it. I still do. I mean, why wouldn't you just say, hey, I'm taking the show out?
Okay.
A sales guy came up to Dan, and he's like, hey, you going to the game tonight? He's like, no, why? And he's like, oh, well, the show's going.
Like Beatles into, like, the comic thing. Like, he could get tickets to the comic thing. And he was like, hey, Zoe, you don't want to go to this comic
thing,
right? Like,
I'm going to take everybody else. Tickets to something. I completely understand giving them to people that don't make as much money as me. And I completely understand that. I just don't know why I didn't know. Or the argument that he didn't invite everyone on the show. It's like, well, yeah, except for me and Dan. And he goes, well, that's not 90% of the show. I said, all right, dude.
But they're only 10%.
Jim's argument is that Dan should be the most upset.
Well, Dan has to deal with you people.
I think that he should be equally upset in the fact that we weren't told.
Jim gets mad if I read something or say it and like, oh, yeah, I read that or said it. Jim's like, you didn't say anything to anybody.
Like no, that, I
can imagine how fed he'd be if like, I didn't invite him.
I know, it pissed me off. I think, I don't know why. It's just something
you
that.
You saw that 2 days ago. You didn't tell us. You know?
Like, all right. Like
I don't think it'll happen again now, though.
Well, it's going to be weird now because.
Now
every time you get invited now, like, does he really want me to go or.
I don't care about being invited.
Right, Hardy?
I couldn't have gone.
It's weird now.
No, but no. Now my expectations are different. Now my expectations are. That's fine. Go. I mean, you guys do what you're going to do. I mean, I'm not like everyone that went with him told me yesterday they were going and thought it was odd that I didn't know. But, you know, that's the deal. And so now I'm not mad anymore. Now it's just the expectation is that you know, that's what's going to go on. And that's cool. Now that I know that it's fine.
This is like with a Johnny Depp in that movie. The Blow. Mm.
Yes.
And he got his buddy sold him out at that New Year's party.
Like crybaby.
Sorry. Like, what do you want me to do?
All right.
Yeah. All right. We got to do the show.
And
now.
Things went bad for him after that.
I just saw that you guys were going at this for a while. I thought I'd stop and I couldn't hear you. There's a delay on the TV out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You guys are extremely entertaining and we love it.
Podcast, hour one, Touch and Rich, 98.5thesportsup.com.
You cats.
Go listen to it now. Thanks, Red.
How's your cat?
Stop.
What do you got? What time's dialysis today?
Burt Breer's with us starting at 10:50. We will get into the sports items of the day coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, welcome in, Zolak and Bertrand, on a Wednesday. We'll start fresh. How you doing, Zoe?
Quit it now.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Everyone good?
Yeah.
Everyone's good here.
Don't give me anything. I don't want to have to invite anybody anywhere.
We want to start today.
Colin Kaepernick.
Okay, let's do it. You ready for his workout?
Nope.
Why?
I think it's a joke.
Why?
I think it's ridiculous. You know what? I'm glad it's happening. Because this is like the Gronkowski thing for me. Like, let's get this over with. Let's do the workout. Let's figure out who shows up. Let's see who doesn't sign him, and then let's put an end to this. Like the Gronkowski thing. Like, let's do a press conference where he's officially retired, if he's retired. And let's end it. Put your papers in. Here's the 10 pages right here. Sign it for every year you're in. Put your serve it. Get your severance. Boom, you're done. Have a great, great, you know, post-playing career. Whatever you do. So this could be the NFL trying to make themselves look good.
Right, he hasn't had a job since March of 2017.
He's played football in over 2 years.
The difference for him is that he's not the one putting the workout on. The NFL is supporting
Correct.
This. The NFL
is organizing this.
Is organizing the workout.
Interesting on a Saturday, since their off day is Tuesday. Since most teams
are really odd. The timing is strange, but
yeah, we'll slide
listen,
it
if you're
we'll
sending slide a scout, Saturday. If you're sending a scout, though, to check this out, what are they doing on Saturday? I know that some people have brought that up. Why are you doing it on a Saturday?
Big deal. Then you go down, you scout Alabama or Georgia or wherever. They're holding this down in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go down there, and there's like a hotbed of SEC schools everywhere. You go down there, you watch film, take a peek at it, say, this is what they do, right? You do homework on everybody. You bring four kickers in. Let's see who we're going to sign next, right? You bring three tight ends in. Oh, let's see if this kick is still thrown out. Let's see if you throw a slant. Let's see if he airmails a couple. Let's see how he handles his interview, more importantly.
Yeah, there's going to be an on-field workout.
And what are the questions?
On-field workout as well as an interview that will take place. Every club in the league has been invited to be there and attend the workout. At least one team has told Pro Football Talk that they will be there to check it out. So it will be attended by at least one team as of now, and I'm sure maybe we'll hear more teams will be there. Burt Breer, maybe he'll have some information for us when he's in here later this hour as far as how many teams will be there. So I'm glad you at least have that opinion of it, that, well, he's going to have his shot to work out for NFL teams. And he will get an opportunity to show off what he's capable of doing right now. Do you think that Lamar Jackson's success?
Zero. Has anything
to do with it? You haven't even let me finish the question.
I know what the question is, that this has opened the door. All of a sudden, Lamar Jackson beating the Patriots, then continuing to have another game and have a nice little win streak here, and being Mike Vick-esque, has now opened the door for Colin Kaepernick to come back into the league.
Well,
I think it's ridiculous.
Look at the way that offense has functioned. Without asking too much of him as a passer. And I think Colin Kaepernick as a passer, well,
he's like crazy leg strong runner. It's a completely different style of running. It's not even the same. What Lamar Jackson may have done now is opened the door for guys like Jalen Hurts to play at the next level. Because that guy can scoot. Right?
Okay.
Kyler Murray. Like this is a trend where guys that can run and also throw. Kaepernick's more of an up and down straight runner strength,
so
like crazy legs.
But he can run,
yeah, I guess. So Cam Newton, how's his career going?
Yeah, but Cam Newton's big.
Yeah, this kid's big. He's 6'4".
Yeah, but Colin Kaepernick's more athletic than Cam Newton,
I guess.
He's quicker, is he not?
Well, here's my question.
My question was,
well, what do you want? You want to compete for a starting job, or do you want to just catch on with a team? Because if your goal is to just catch on with a team, I don't need all the baggage that you bring as a backup, right? We've talked about this. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow here creates a massive distraction as a backup, as a third guy, as a fourth guy. You know, if you're the starting quarterback, why is there 50 people around Tim Tebow down in the locker room, right? Like, we don't need that here.
Are there not certain teams that could absorb whatever media trail comes with Colin Kaepernick?
Cincinnati, sure.
Yeah. No, I don't think Cincinnati is one of those teams. They're a loser team.
Really? You want to? Yeah. Well, I mean, if anybody's interested in this, isn't it a loser
team? I guess they could, because Seriously. You know what? A team like that,
you're desperate. You're looking for something.
They're in Cincinnati. They're buried.
Right.
And who's paying attention to them anyway?
Cincinnati.
I'm talking about good programs with good, strong head coaching and good structure and good veterans.
Dallas.
No, I don't think Dallas is the team for him.
Give me one.
New England would definitely be on the list, by the way, but I don't think they would have an interest,
but I don't think there's a need or
an interest there on the part of the Patriots. But think of Patriot-like teams is my point.
There aren't many.
I think there's enough, though, when you look around the
Baltimore.
League. Baltimore could.
Could you be the backup in Baltimore?
Yes. And my question was this, that now that there are teams that are willing to, and Ravens are the number one example of this, to have a quarterback that doesn't rely on throwing the football as much, and it's working for them right now.
Keep it half-filled.
Does that revive Kaepernick's career at all? Right? Because that's what Kaepernick always did, was split the field. Yeah. That's what he always had to do, isn't it? He had to keep it simple.
Half-filled.
And that's when when you cut it in half, that's when he always had his most success in San Francisco.
When you run misdirection, you're either throwing it to the guy in the flat or you're running.
That's when he took the team to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Which I think, to a degree, though, might be a cautionary tale for the Ravens, too, about their current quarterback. because it didn't last for Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
The success did not last.
See, if I'm the Ravens, I might want something different than, you know, what we're working with right now in Lamar Jackson, because it'd be such a good changeup for them if he would go down for a stretch.
But it might be able to work in short spurts, and it worked in a short spurt for Colin Kaepernick once. He took his team to the Super Bowl. It's working right now for the Baltimore Ravens Jackson.
And that kid could break your ankles. I don't think this kid could break your ankles. Lamar Jackson, the Patriots were in position to make that. He broke ankles.
But you are happy he's getting a workout.
I am. Like, it's fair. If that's the fact that you want to play football and you think the league's holding you back, I mean, you settled with the league. And we don't know the amount, but the amount isn't what people thought it was initially. Big, big dollars, right? I give the league credit for this. I do.
All right. Do we think
if you
actually
get sued and you're going to do this and you're going to settle with the league, now all of a sudden we're going to continue to give you an opportunity to be employed?
Okay. Do we think he performs well at the workout? Let's talk about that coming up next after headlines. Here's Hardy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I'll never forget,
yes, I am, yes,
when this,
I am, yes,
when
I
this
am.
Commercial came out,
I'm the man.
I'm like, this dude's badass, like, this is, and then how things went after that from, Alan Black, this was the jam, remember, he had the Dre beats.
Was Colin Kaepernick
doing curls in the commercial
a big item of discussion recently?
No.
I didn't feel like he was.
I thought it was just gone.
This wasn't something that was being discussed, so I'm sort of confused by why this is happening now.
Yeah, what's the timing of this?
But listen to this.
Week 10.
Because as much as we say, oh, well, I'm glad it's happening, right? Zoe's glad it's happening because he wants me to go away and never to be a thing again.
Yeah, I think this puts a cap on
it. I want it to happen because I want to see him back in the league. Like, I want to see, I'm rooting for him to get back into the NFL. And Michael Silver has this. Michael Silver, a longtime NFL reporter on Good Morning Football today.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, there, football. He says, earlier on Good Morning Football, I broke down the latest on Kaepernick. The workout scheduled for Saturday afternoon at the Falcons facility. Here are some important things to know. And he paints a picture of this that is not very good for the league. He says, not only was Kaepernick caught off guard by Tuesday's league-initiated push for the workout. Again, the league pushing, not him. But so are most or perhaps all team executives. Kaepernick was given 2 hours to accept or reject the league's offer.
Man, he tweeted and he's excited. He couldn't wait for this. And he's so pumped for Saturday. What are you talking about?
And the date and place were non-negotiable. I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh.
I saw the tweet.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's like this counteracts the tweet. Go ahead.
Not really. So Kaepernick was caught off guard. The league calls him and says, you got 2 hours. Yes or no. It's Saturday in Atlanta, Falcons facility. You either say yes or no. You get 2 hours to answer. Michael Silver says, ideally, this workout would take place on a Tuesday when most players are off and coaches and GMs have more flexibility in their schedules with a little more lead time to prepare. Because it's a Saturday, most teams will likely send pro scouts or other talent evaluators without decision-making power. That said, expect most teams to have at least one representative at the workout, if only because no organization wants to be singled out as non-compliant.
Bingo. Patriots will send one.
He says, another question, who will conduct the workout? Pro days are typically scripted affairs, allowing players to practice their drills.
Danny Cannell.
Which are conducted by a coach with whom the player is comfortable. It's unclear what will happen on Saturday. This may be improv theater. Kaepernick wants an opportunity. He wakes up at 4:30 a.m. and works out 5 days a week, often in the dark, under the guidance of a personal trainer.
It's like Marky Mark.
Josh Hidalgo, who perhaps will play a part in Saturday's staging. He said yes to the league's offer because he wants to play. Yet this is not ideal and begs the question, if teams are interested enough to send employees to Atlanta to watch him on Saturday, why were so few of them motivated?
Less than ideal. You've been waiting for this. You've been working out every day. We've seen the posts, the tweets. You've been throwing. You're in great shape. You're ready to go. Now you don't want to go?
Why were so few of them motivated to bring him in for private workouts over the past 2 years, 8 months? Another issue, I'm told the league announced that Kaepernick would be available for an interview with team employees after the workout, yet it never informed his camp of this, nor did the league seek his permission. This was news to him. With all that said, this could be a positive development. Kaepernick wants to play, will show up and throw, and at least some teams, though blindsided by the team's announcement, seem genuinely curious. To reiterate some things I've often reported over the past 2 years, Kaepernick sincerely wants to play. He has not rejected any offers. He has not demanded a certain salary or refused to be a backup. He is open to discussing all NFL opportunities. So, although he was caught off guard, he still wants to do it. But it is interesting that the league just called him up out of the blue and said, you want to work out Saturday, Atlanta? You get 2 hours. Call us back.
Yeah, week 10.
What's with that?
What is week 10?
That's
bizarre.
What's the week 10 thing? Strange. That is strange.
It is strange.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there was a huge, there's no demand because as Silver said, no one's working the guy out. No one was looking for him.
No. And it's going to be run like a Chris Wanky or Danny Cannell or these type of guys that do this stuff with the combine. This feels like one of those, hey, we're doing one of these combine things for kids that didn't get invited to the combine or probably not going to get drafted. Let's take a peek and let's get your measurements all on tape here so we can have something to fall back on.
It doesn't
what if a team called the league and said, hey, what's the deal with him? Can we work him out? You know what I mean? What if a team reached out and said, well,
just do it. He's available.
Like, we don't want to work him out and then have it come down on us. What's the deal before we work him out? What's the deal? You know, because Lamar Jackson's blowing up right now. In the last like few weeks, he's ahead of the MVP conversation.
Right. Do you think it was unclear to teams because they don't know all the details of the agreement between him and the league over the collusion?
I could see a team checking in with the league and saying, hey, before we work him out, let's just check in. Where are we at here?
Hey, we're allowed to work this guy out, right? And the league saying, yeah. Does everyone know that? Maybe we should have a workout for him.
That's just one scenario that it could have played out.
I don't know. It's strange. But why is that odd that he then tweeted out that he's ready to go? I'm going to work out. Yes, I'll be there. He just because he was caught off guard and the league threw this at him and put him under odd circumstances doesn't mean that he can't also be eager to go do the workout.
I don't want to hear that the balls are sounding he had a bad workout and he's put in a bad spot. Now all of a sudden he put a lot of pressure on himself.
Well, he could.
I don't want to hear that.
He can also be put in a bad spot while also being eager to do the workout because he's being given an opportunity, even though it isn't not an ideal opportunity. Both can be true.
I just think he deserves a workout. There it is. Go work out. You've been working out.
It seems a little bit half-assed. They don't have all the details figured out. Yeah, hopefully they get them figured out for him.
Yeah. You're ready to go? Let's go. Good test here.
Who's running the workout?
Does it matter? You got a ball.
Well, it sort of does. It sort of matters who's running the workout, who's running the routes, who's catching the football.
He should be allowed to call his routes and what he wants to throw. He should throw the whole tree.
He should have an idea of who the guys are more than 3 minutes before he goes out there.
When I was done and I was going around, I went to Detroit, went to Miami, they bring you in, and you throw the entire tree. You throw the hitch, throw the slant, throw the out, throw the quick out, you throw the curl, you throw the dig, throw the post corner, throw the post, throw the go, throw the screen. You're done. Then you get your 40 in, then you do a cone drill, then you talk to the coach, and then you're done. That's it.
He's ready to go, though.
It's not complicated. It's not real complicated.
He's ready to go. Burt Breer's ready to go, too. We'll talk to him. Burt Breer, the MMQB, coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bert Breer is with us. Bert Breer of the MMQB, brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. As your bank changed, change where you bank at Rockland Federal Credit Union. They have the account for you, providing their members with quality, convenient, and friendly service. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Hi, Bert.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hi. What is with this Kaepernick workout? Why now?
Put up or shut up. That's all it is.
Why is the league doing it now?
The league is sick and tired of every time a backup quarterback wins a game or loses a game. Every time, like, somebody nobody's ever heard of signs with a team, it's cap, cap, cap. And it's just, at this point,
they're sensitive to that criticism.
Well, no, but they're sensitive to all criticism. The league is. And so I think this is basically like, look, we are taking an unprecedented step now. We're not asking teams to work you out. We are providing a workout for you. We are inviting all the teams in here. What else can we do? Like, you say you're not getting calls from teams. We're going to call the teams down to Atlanta, and they're going to come in and watch you throw. And then if they don't show up, we're going to take the tape and we're going to distribute it to all 32 teams. So whatever you can do, every single team in the league is going to see it. And to me, this is similar in a certain way to the Michael Sam situation. And if you guys remember there, so there were rumors about Jeff Fisher being coaxed into taking him so he wouldn't go undrafted, right? Well, there was a second piece to that that I don't know that really got out there. Do you guys remember the Jerry Jones photos with the young lady
that got out?
Yes.
The hands on the front.
Okay, so yep. Those came out in the year that Michael Sam was a rookie, right?
Right.
Okay, so after the Rams cut, Michael Sam didn't make the Rams roster.
Right.
He was
cut.
He was cut in September. He wound up signing in Dallas, and I know coaches who were on that staff. Michael Sam was a pain in the neck from start to finish, right? And the coaches were literally counting down the days. This is how much longer we have to have him here. Now, they didn't know why. They didn't know why. Like, they weren't giving up, but he has to be here for this long. And there was a theory floating around in the building there that the league said, Jerry, you screwed up. You embarrassed all of us with this photo, so you know what? You're going to do us a solid here. And Michael Sam was on the practice squad in Dallas for 10 weeks or whatever it was, and they wound up getting rid of him. But, I mean, it was a mess, like, because, like, Michael Sam basically, like, again, and, like, the guy, he was not a good guy. You know what I mean? This has nothing to do with anything else. But, like, the Rams experienced that, the Cowboys experienced that, and the Cowboys went through it, and they were counting down the days, like, okay, like, how long until we can move on from him? And the thought, and again, like, these agreements are made at the highest level, so you don't get confirmation of it, but there was definitely a thought in the building that the league was doing something to smooth out what could be a PR problem for them, and this is another one of those where it's like, maybe you can't force a team to sign Colin Kaepernick, but what you can do is you can create a situation where it's like, we're giving you every opportunity.
Right.
Dude. We've never done this for a street free agent before.
I understand all that. I'm just curious, what did Michael Sam do that made him such a problem?
And, like, from everything, late, like we'd talk back to coaches.
Way
there was
active.
All kinds of stuff like that.
Wow.
Like, it was
just not a good employee.
Yeah, I mean, and
right, nothing to do with sexual orientation.
Nothing to do with anything.
Stuff. Yeah,
nothing
I know. I
but that's the
I understand
truth.
It,
I mean,
but
like, it's hard to make the
Michael
but,
Sam came across as like, wow, this is a guy anybody would want on their team.
No,
seems like a good guy.
But if big phony.
If you talk to the people who talked, like, he leveraged that, like, he knew he had power over people.
Oh.
You know, because it's like he knew he had power because it's like, what are you gonna do? Cut me? Like, that's a problem for you.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, wow.
So. Man. And that, and honestly, like that, and you guys know how. So you know how this works. Word gets around.
Yeah.
Why do you think he never got another shot?
Well, that's a tough thing. So being in a room, and if you can't play, and the other guys know that you can't play, but like you're like, why is the guy?
Well, I also think he was having a hard time making the jump to the NFL. like right. as a player. That was obviously a
defensive
big question
player of the year. That's like the hard thing to fathom. And then you watch the guy; he doesn't really move well laterally.
He played on a really great defensive line at Missouri. Though. Yeah. Like you guys remember?
Yeah, one thing. Go get the
kid who got drafted first round to Denver. Now I can't. And his name's slipping my mind. But there was a really really good defensive line at Missouri that had like three or four kids who wound up in the NFL.
So now he's getting in his workout on Saturday, and there's even speculation that Kaepernick may have thought about suing the league a second time, that he was frozen out as sort of payback.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Because
but
of
he didn't get the money on it.
Because of the first settlement, that then he was being kept out of the league, and that could be some of their motivation.
I mean, at some point, here's the thing. If at some point you have to accept the reality here that I'm never going to say this is all about football. It's clearly not, right? But there's just, and this is going to sound crass putting it this way, but there's like a certain amount of extra that every player brings with him into a building, right?
Right.
So like there's like a certain amount of like non-football stuff that every player brings into a building. Right? And you have to be a good enough player to justify what you're bringing into the building, right?
Yeah.
Like, A.B. was such a great player that the Steelers put up with all of that for how many years? Because he was a great player.
Right.
And then eventually, all the issues he had superseded the talent that he brought to the table. Like, Colin Kaepernick, at one point in his career, like, the talent would have justified all of this, right? Like, but now you get to the point where it's like, all right, so if we're going to bring him in here, is he going to be the 30th guy on our roster? Is he going to be the 35th guy on our roster? And do we want to like have to manage everything that comes with him?
But he's not a bad teammate. He's not disruptive to your locker room.
But I'm saying like, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong.
I really don't like it when people put Colin Kaepernick in the same category as some dirtbag like AB.
He's not.
Yeah, but it's a bad comparison.
Tebow.
That's a better comparison.
Yeah, that's why
because Tebow had no control over the media,
the flock of
storylines that followed. So him, the same way Colin Kaepernick does.
Tebow, the reason like a lot of teams shied away from Tebow, and remember, like, look, Tebow wasn't a great player, but he did go to the playoffs as a starting quarterback. Like he did have some ability in a certain like there was something there that maybe you could develop.
It's different
right?
when you're number one guy. Too.
Okay, there was
like,
something.
This guy's not a number one guy.
There was something there that like maybe you felt like you could develop. Coaches didn't want to bring Tim Tebow into the building because they didn't want the circus that came with him, right? And who was the team that winds up getting him after the Broncos get rid of him? Who do they trade him to? The team that invites the circus, the Jets, right? It was Rex Ryan and the Jets, a team that invites that sort of stuff. Most teams shy away from those sorts of things, and that's why he sat unemployed for however long it was.
But even the Tebow thing sort of died out. It did.
This was dying
eventually.
Out. See, this was dying out too.
But and I feel like the Kaepernick thing is sort of going to die out.
Yeah.
And if you bring him in, even if he's a backup and he is the 50th guy on your roster and he's barely active, or
I'm saying that's initially why he was unemployed. Like at this point, I think like
is he even really that big of a story anymore?
No,
I don't think he is.
No, I personally think that the NFL office wants him to sign somewhere. Like I
think they do too.
I 100% believe that. I don't think this is a stunt. I think the NFL, the ideal result here for the NFL is that someone signs him on
Sunday.
They'd
love for him to sign and not
sign
play.
And fill.
Right.
Yeah. Sign and be on a team and not play.
Because then it's done.
Seen, you know, be on a roster and that's done with, but
he's
not seen
now.
Or heard from.
It's over then.
It's
right?
off of us now. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Like I
like from all standpoints.
For all the talk.
He's back in the league. He was employed again, but from the PR standpoint, he's not as visible if he's not playing.
Right.
Like, that would be their happy medium right there.
I mean, when he was in San Francisco still playing, it wasn't. I mean, like when he was in San Francisco still playing and kneeling, it wasn't that big a deal, right? Like, towards the end of that year?
I think it had sort of died out then, too.
It only became a story when he wasn't on a team anymore.
Is that the first question Saturday in the interview?
What, like,
how do you handle the anthem?
How do you handle the anthem? Yeah. I mean, I think
that's got to be it, right?
And here's the problem, though. The problem is that the last time that question came up, like, his people leaked it almost immediately. Like, you remember he went in and was a Seahawks.
Said he would stand,
maybe it was,
right.
Was it him or was it? It was Reed. It was Eric Reed, I think. One of the two went in and had a visit with a team, and it was a big deal that whoever it was, and I can't remember which one it was, but, and then, like, they asked him, like, well, what's your plan for the anthem? And then, you know, 10 minutes after the visit ended, it immediately got out and made the team look horrible. So, like, do you ask that question? Because it's a relevant question, right? Like, okay, like, if you're going to do this, we do have to manage it to some degree. But if you ask it and you're afraid it's going to get out, like, maybe it's not worth asking it. Because then it's, what does it become? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's complicated in so many different ways. And I'd love to see him play again.
All right,
to see what he's got left because we've heard about it for so long.
Let's get to your calls in 90 seconds after headlines and how do we think he does in the workout. We'll address both of those things next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.